This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem and Baruch Hamavah. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesaches Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that someone who says Karbin Oila Mincha Chatos Toyuda Shlomim Shani Oichalach Aser. Rav Yehuda matters because you don't have a Kaf HaDimyon. If you say Ha Karbon, Ki Karbon, Karbon Shoichalach Aser. Li Karbon Loi Oichalach. Not a Karbon when I'm not going to eat from you, Rameir Asers. So the Gemara asked, the Mishnah clearly does not require a kaf hadimyon, because even if you say karban, sha'eichalach, it's aser. So that means it's going like Rameir, stama, tana, k'rameir, deloy shanile, bein imra, le ki imra, it should say. It's stama, it was taught like Rameir, who doesn't distinguish between imra and ki imra. The Gemara asks, I Rameir, if it's Rameir, ha diktani ha karban sha'eichalach, that which the Mishnah says, ha karban sha'eichalach, aser, but we know that everyone holds ha karban is mutter. Vaha tanya moidim chacham le Rabbi Yehuda, the chamar moidit to Rabbi Yehuda, ba'oimer ha karban, v'ha oila, v'ha mincha, v'ha chata sha'eichalach shemutter. Why? Shaloi nadar ze ala b'chaye karban. When you say ha karban, you're making a neder by the life of the carbon. So, actually the Ran points out, if everybody holds har carbon is not effective, then it doesn't matter who the Mishnah is, the Mishnah Shver, because it says har carbon is aser. But lekushta the milsa, since it's Rameir, it's not consistent with Rameir's view, but it's really not consistent with anybody's view. Why is ha karban b'ha oila b'ha mincha v'chata shoch lach mutter? Because you're not making a neder. You're saying ha. Ha is like a lashon of behold. Ha you're saying ha karban. You behold by the life of the karban that you're not going to eat it. But that's meaningless. Shaloi nader ze ela b'chayi karban. Says the Gemara like Kasha, Hada Amar Ha Karban, Hada Vahada Amar Ha Karban. When you say Ha Karban, it's not effective. When you say Ha Karban, Sha'ichalach, it's effective. Why is Ha Karban not effective? My Taima, Chaye Karban Kamar. What you mean is by the life of the Karban. Says the Ran, like Kasha, Hada Amar Ha Karban, Hada Amar Ha Karban, Kalaimar, Dichyamar Ha Karban. When you say the carbon, hai lahave carbon kamar. You're saying this should be a carbon. Now the Gemara, this is where we got up to last time. Now the Gemara asks, the end of the Mishnah was, if you katani, la carbon lo yoichalach. We're understanding that to mean, it should not be a carbon, that which I'm not eating from you. That implies, what I am eating from you should be a carbon. And the Mishnah says, Rav Meir oisar. Rameir asers. But why would Rameir aser? Rameir holds, we don't say Miklalava Toshamehin. Veha lesle le Rameir Miklalava Toshamehin. Amar Rabbi Abba, Nase Ka'oimer la Karbon Yehe. Rabbi Abba said, it's as if, it becomes as if you say, it should be a Karbon. Therefore, I'm not going to eat it. We had this numerous times. When you say la karban lo yoichalach, we interpret it to mean it should be a karban, therefore, I'm not going to eat it. Okay. We move on. The last Mishnah of the first parak of Nedarim. Ha'omer lechaveroi, one who says to his friend, Koinam pi medaber imcha, I prohibit my mouth speaking with you, yadai oise imcha, my hands from doing work with you, raglai mahaleches imcha, my feet going with you, aser. Which is a little bit strange, because you're prohibiting speaking, working, walking. These are dvarim she'in behem mamish. You could take a shavua to prohibit these things. You can't take a neder not to do these things. Frakti Gemara Uraminhi, Uraminhu. We'll ask a contradiction. Choymer b'shvua mi b'nedarim. Astringency of b'shvuais mi b'nedarim. Astringency of oaths over vows. Uv'nedvarim mi b'shvuais. An astringency of nedarim over shvuais. Choymer b'nedarim. A chumra of a vow. Sh'anedarim chalim al ha-mitzvah. You can make a neder not to do a mitzvah. You can take a vow. You're not going to take the lulav. You're not going to take the esrog. Because you're like circumventing it. Of course, you're still chayiv to do it, but the item becomes aser. So, choymer bin nedarim, a chumra of nedarim, shan nedarim chalan al mitzvah, a neder chalan al mitzvah, kibur rishus, just like on a discretionary activity. Masha ein kain b'shvuos. A shvua is only chal on a discretionary activity, not on a mitzvah. But v'choymer b'shvuos, a stringency of a shvua, shva shvuos chalos al davar sheish by mamish. A shvua is chal only, a shvua is chal on something tangible, v'she'en by mamish, and something intangible, like walking, working, speaking. Masha ein kain b'nedarim. As opposed to a vow, is only chal on a davar sheish by mamish. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? How could we say that if you make a neder on these things, it's effective, and neder doesn't work on davar sheish by mamish? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, you know what the case is? You didn't just aser these activities. You asered something tangible. But Omer, we're talking about where you said, Ye'aser pi l'diburai. I aser my mouth for my words. Yadi, I aser my hands l'ma'asehem, for their work. Raglai, my feet l'hiluchan. So you're not asering an intangible thing. Your feet, your hands, your mouth are tangible. Memela, these activities become aser. Dekanami, a proof that it's not that we're talking about you said it. Ba'omer doesn't mean the cases where you said this explicitly. It's interpreted that that's what it means. It's interpreted that that's what it means. Deganami, another inference is, Dektani pi medaber imcha. My mouth, that speaks with you. V'loi ketani, it doesn't teach sha'ani medaber imcha. It doesn't say, I asked me, I to speak to you. My mouth, that's tangible. Says the Ran. Haimer lechaveroi on the Mishnah, kainem piyam medaber imcha, v'chulu b'gemara mefarishla. The Gemara explains it. Sh'anedarim chalem al dvar mitzvah, b'perek beis, in the second perek, moichichinan la mikra, we prove from Sukkim, sh'ashvuos chalos al davar shein bay mamish, that a shvua is chal on the intangible. Mishum de mitzvah gavra, a shvua, the person is asa, hu shalayasakein. The mitzvah gavra hu shal yaskin v'iu he is by mamish. The guy is tangible. The neder is an itzer chevtsa. Mashen kim b'nedarim the mitzvah chevtsa. Hukach I. So now it's going to depend if the chevtsa is tangible. Hukach I less be mashash shal yaser midi. If there's no tangibility, it's not aser. But oimer yeser pila diburai. Koloimer nase koimer. Not that. He said, I asked in my mouth. Meaning to say, it's as if he said, we assume that's the meaning. It becomes as if he said, I asked in my mouth. Taha amar koinam pi medaber. He said, I asked in my mouth from speaking. Mashma de koinam koya dibor. On the one hand, it's mashma, the prohibition is going on speaking. Mashma nami de koya pe. It's also mashma, it's going on his mouth. Hilkach. Therefore, kiven the stam nedarim lahachmer, since the stam neder is, we're stringent, amrinan de apekoi, it's going on speech, it's going on his mouth. Since stam nedarim lahachmer, we say it's going on the mouth. Meaning the words, koinem pi ledaber, it's a little bit up in the air. Does he mean his mouth? Does he mean speaking? So utilizing the principle of stam nedarim lahachmer, we interpret it that he means to aser his mouth. Upiv davar sheish by mamishu. And the guy's mouth is something sheish by mamish. Ude kavasa bahashas. There are many instances of this, even though Shas is not mashma this way. It says be'oimer, as if the case is where he said it. But no, we're not saying the case is he did say it. We're saying we interpret it. That's what he means. And there are other instances where the Gemara says be'oimer and uperusha nase ko'imer. Hadrin alach kol kinuye. Okay, we begin Perek Beis, the second chapter of Nedarim. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Ve'elu mutar, and the following instances are permitted. The following declarations are mutar. Chulin sha'eich alach. That which I eat from you should be chulin. Or you say kibasar chazir, like the flesh of the swine. We're going to see in the Ran, each subsequent case is more of a reason to aser, and yet it's still not effective. So if you say chulin sha'eich alach, you're not even saying it should be aser. Then you say kibasar chazir, like the flesh of the swine. But a chazir you're not allowed to eat, you're allowed to get hanok. Avoidas koichovim, like avoidas zara, which is aser bahana. But still, Avodah Zarah, you could be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. If the Gentile is Mavatal Avodah Zarah, it's Batal. But Ka'oirois Levuvin, like the hide that was ripped out by the heart, the way idolaters would serve their Avodah Zarah is they would open up the skin opposite the heart of an animal, pull the heart out while it's beating, and offer it to Avodah Zarah. Now, in Avodah Zarah itself, you could be Mavatal. A animal brought to Avodah Zarah, you cannot be Mevatel. So this is a higher level of idolatry. Or kinevelois utrefois. Or you say, shachul nevelo trefa sha'oichalach. And the reason why this is a bigger chiddush is because nevela and trefa are even tameh. Even though Avodah Zarah is also tameh, it's only tameh midrabanan. Nevela is tameh midairaisa. Trefa was just said agavurcha nevela. Kishkatsim or amasim, like creepy, like disgusting things and crawling things that are even metame at a small amount. Kichalas aroin, like chala. Now, I'm going to slip in something. Look in the Ran, kichalas aroin uk chumase, like chala. Why is chala not effective? After all, chala is prohibited through your word, so it's triggered through your commitments. Why isn't that a neder? The Ran says, "Kechalas aron uchchumasai, she'afal pi shechal iser al yedei kriya shem." Even though the iser is chal by calling it out, by declaring it chala, or the next statement is uchchumasai mutter. Still, why is it mutter? Loy mikri davar hanader. It's not considered a davar another. Ukumoshi kasafti lamala. Like I wrote above, where did the Ran discuss this above? The Ran discussed this on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Sha'afal pishu aser lezeh mutu azeh. Even though it's aser to this one and it's mutter to this one. Loi machmas nidroihu. It's not because of your nether. Sharei kishef rishon. Because when you're mafresha loi pirish, you didn't denote that. Elavadai maida asi. Meaning, I think the Ran is adding some bior here. If you remember on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Ran asked, why is chala and shuma not a davar hanador? He says, because it's not usher to everyone. So we sort of did not understand that. Right? Yehuda was asking, why, because it's not usher to everyone, is it a davar ha-usher? Just the opposite. When you make a nether, it's not usher to everybody. Right? When a person makes a nether, I make a nether, I usher this piece of cake to me. Okay, it's usher to you, it's not usher to me. So usually when something's usher only to him, it's a nether. Usually when something is usher to some people, it's a davar hanador. And usually when something's usher to everyone, it's a davar usher. Let's say pig is usher to everyone, it's davar usher. And here the Ran is saying, the reason why truma and chala is davar ha-usher, not davar hanador, is because it's not usher to everybody. So that's counterintuitive. Usually we say when something's asur to everyone, it's a davar ha-asur. And when something is mutter to some, it's a davar another. And here he's saying, because it's asur to some people, not to others, that shows it's a davar ha-asur. The pshat is like this. Chazer is clearly an Isser Taira. You didn't do anything to make the Isser. It's for sure not a davar hanadar. You didn't even say anything. That's pashut, it's a davar asar. A neder, when you make a neder, of course that's a davar hanadar. It was permitted before, and then I said it should be asar to me. But now we're talking about a certain genre of cases where you say something, and then an Isser kicks in. And we're trying to determine that Isser that kicks in, is that an Isser Taira? Or is that the Isser you created? So the Ran's saying, well, if it's the Isser that I created, and I never said it should only be Isser to some people and not to others, and yet, when the Isser comes, it's only Isser to some people and not to others, what's the pshat in that? I didn't say that. I just said Truma. I just said Challah. Why is it mutter to Kohanim and Asr to Zarim? You know why? The fact that it's mutter to some and Asr to others, that shows the Torah is creating the Isser, not me. Because if it was me, I never qualified who it should be Asr to and who it should be mutter to. The fact that it's Asr to some and mutter to others, that proves that it's an Isser Torah. Because the Torah decides who it should be asur to. You see, when I make a neder and I say, Davar za asur alai, okay, so I'm saying it should be asur to me, not to anybody else. So that's clearly davar another. When something's treif, of course it's a davar asur. I never said anything. But now the question is, something that's triggered through my amira, and we want to determine who created that isur. So let's see. If it's usher to everyone like Karchim, okay, so then I created. I didn't say who it should be usher to and who it should be mutter to. So if it's taka officer to everyone, I created it. But if it's only mutter to some and usher to others, that wasn't me. I never said that. By the way, I even printed out a Chedushi Reb Shmuel here. Let me pull it up for you. Who's Masber the Ran on Daf Yud Beis. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not reading it to you. You know why? Because I think that the way we just explained it is so clear, and I don't even know if Reb Shmuel is saying this, that I like what we said better. I'm Barur, this is the Pshat in the Ran. Based on, he doesn't quote the Ran over here. He only quotes the Ran on Yud Beis. I think by reading the Ran over here, it's a Davar, it's Mamish Barur Kachama. If I was ever sure of anything, it's this. This is Pshat in the Ran. This is what the Ran is saying. That, of course, if I make a neder, and I say it should only be usher to me, or they'll say, oh, it's obviously a davar usher, because not usher to everyone. Why? I created it, and I did, and I qualified it, it's usher to me, not to anybody else. Pig is for sure a davar usher, even though it's usher to everyone. The shaila is in this limited type of case, where I create the usher, and I never qualified who it should be usher to. The only way it could be a davar another is if it's usher to everyone. If it's usher to some people, obviously all I did was I triggered the Isser Torah. And how the Isser presents itself, I have no control over, because not my Isser. The fact that the Torah says it's usher to Zarim and it's mutter to Kaihanim, that means it's an Isser Torah, not a davar another. Yeah, I like that. Fine.
Can I limit my Isser? Can I take a talis already to this person?
What do you say?
Can I limit that this neder and say kachalas aron to this person? This person. So then it's never another. I'm the one who's limiting it.
Can I say it's kachalas aron? No, because like this. Because when I say kachalas aron, the din of chala. One second. What is the din of chalas aron? The din is it's mutter to. To Kohanim Asar Zarim. That means Chalas Aron is a Davar Asar. The fact that in typical case it presents itself as Asar to some and Mutter to others means by definition it's a Davar Asar. So I can't say it should be Chalas Aron to everyone. Because in its essential state, it's a davar asr, not a davar another. Yeah? I think so. Okay, so now, back to the Ran. Ve'elu mutarn. First Ran's over here. I did the Tanu Parakam Nadarm Asurim Pasachacha Ve'elu mutarn. Since in the first parak it taught which Nadarm are Asur, it opened up with which Nadarm are Mutar. Chulin She'oichalach. B'gemar Mefarash Samai Yitzchak. The Gemara is concerned, why do I need this first case? Kibisar Chazir Ka'avoidas Koichavim. Komine Asurin Katani. All types of Isurin it taught. First Asurin Ba'achila. First is taught Isurei Achila Kibisar Chazir. Then it taught Vasurin Ba'hanah Ka'avoidas Koichavim. Then Va'asurin Ba'hanah She'in Lohem Batala. Then it taught Isurei Hana that you can't be Mavatal Ka'oires Levuvin, like the hides of the heart. Shahayu Takroibis Avodas Koichavim, that was sacrificed to Avodah Zar. Shahayu Noikvin Ha'ar, they would open up the hide keneged alev, opposite the heart, v'hayu might see an oisai kishuchai, and they would take it out while it was alive and beating. V'chamir me'avodas koichavim, it's more chamer than avodah zarah itself. Why? Dinhi da'avodas koichavim islei batala, because even though avodah zarah you could be mavatal takroivis avodas koichavim, that which is sacrificed avodah zarah ain't la batala. V'tani nami sha'asurin ba'achil bovad, then it first taught prohibitions that are only usher to eat, and then it taught v'yesha and tuma kinavelas. Then it taught those things that are tame like kinavela, v'she tumasan chamura b'ka'adasha. Then it taught those things that its tuma is so chamur that even a lentil is worth its matame, kishkatsam or amasam. By the way, I want you to read the next round, because this pshat, this chiddush, this interpretation of the Ran on Daf Yud Beis, I believe the Ran is saying mamish black and white over here. Kechalas aron uchchumasei she'afal pi shechal iser al yedei kriya shem. Even though when you say kechalas aron uketchuma, the iser is chal by your words. Loi mikru davar hanader. This is not called a davar hanader. K'mashu kasafi lamala, like I wrote on Daf Yud Beis. She'afal pi shu aser lazeh mutar lazeh. Even though it's aser to him and mutar to them, loi machmas nidroihu. It's not aser because of your neder. Shehare kishehifrishan, because when you were mafresh the chumar the chala loy pirish, you never said it should be mutter to some and us or to others. Elavadai maida asiri lazarim machmas isurahu deram rachman alai, and therefore it's a davar ha'asar, not a davar ha'nadar. Vaiter in the Mishnah, ha'imer le'ishtai, one who says to his wife, don't say this, harei ad olai ki'ima, you are usher to me like my mother or your mother. So now, is that effective? No, it's meaningless, because your mother is asr as a davar ha'asr, not a davar ha'mutar. However, we're afraid that Ami Ha'aretz are not going to realize this. And especially when it's interpersonal between husband and wife, when it could be common for there to be vows said out of frustration. So then we make believe it's a good vow, and we come up with a Pesach from left field, even though no Pesach is needed. It's really not effective. It's a neder b'davar aser, not b'davar another. But because of the nature of the relationship, when it's between husband and wife, and we're going to see if the husband's in Am Aretz, we make believe it's a good neder, and we come up with a heter mimakom acher. We say, ha'omer l'ishtai, harei adalai ki'ima, poislim loy pesach mimakom acher. We will come up with an opening from elsewhere, shelo yeka roshe l'kach. So he doesn't lightheadedly just make nedarim. The Ran, on the fourth to last line, says, V'davka b'mader ishtai, davka son who makes a neder on his wife, u'matfis b'davra asar, and he's matfis b'davra asar, tzach pesach, only then do you need an opening. V'nei shadarka lesar ishtai, it's typical for one to place an isar on his wife, mitoy chakpada. V'ishar islay b'lay pesach, if we matter the neder without a pesach, ki matfis, then we're afraid if we permit the neder without a pesach when he's matfis b'davar aser, asi l'mishrinami afil matfis b'davar another, we're going to come to permitted even when he makes a neder b'davar hanader. Avu shar nedarim, but a regular neder that's b'davar aser, you don't need to come up with a Pesach. Mitoch shein mitzuyin kokach, since they're not as common, like gozu bahen, they never made a gzera. Ve'ein srichin she'ela, you don't need a she'ela. V'hainu dinedarim dereisha demasnisin mutarin legamri k'dis v'gar. That's why in the first cases, you say chulin she'echalach k'besar chazir, you don't need to come up with a Pesach. You only need to come up with a Pesach in Beinoy Labena. Now the Gemara analyzes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chulin Sha'oichalach is Mutter. Taima de Amar Chulin Sha'oichalach. The reason why it's Mutter is you said Chulin, that what I'm going to eat of yours. Ha Amar Lach Chulin Sha'oichalach. If you say, it should not be Chulin what I eat of yours, Mashma loy lechulen lahave. That implies it's not chulen, ela karban. Meaning the Mishnah's mashma, the reason why it's mutter is because you said chulen. But if you said la chulen, it would be aser, because you're saying it should not be chulen what I'm going to eat of yours, but rather it should be a karban. That means the Tana, the Mishnah holds, meklalav ato shoymea hein. So it's not Rav Meir. Mani masnisen, who's the Mishnah? E Rav Meir, halesle meklalav ato shoymea hein. Ve'ela Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is, well, we already had this exact teaching on Daf Yud Amud Beis, where in Rabbi Yehuda Miklal Av Ata Shemehin. So what's the chiddush over here? Ve'ela Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Reisha. So we'll see the answer next week. Oh, let's see one more run. Taima de Amar Chulin Shaychalach. Devadai ki Tana Chulin. So you'll say, well, how can you make this dig? Maybe Chulin Shaychalach is Mutter and La Chulin is also Mutter. No. Certainly when it says Chulin, it's not Legufei. Because of course Chulin Shaychalach is Mutter. Ela Misham Deka Tanila. It only taught it for the inference. La Ashmi'inan to teach Ha La Chulin Aser. But La Chulin is Aser. Okay, Rabbi Sait? Have a good night. Good? Is that a good pshat on the run?
Thanks, yeah, it's beautiful. It's not what he's... It's adding on to it.
Yeah, he's explaining a little bit more over here, no?
Yeah, definitely. He's sort of changing how he explains it from the first
line to this line. That's what he means, I think. Okay, Hatzlacha. Have a good night, Kultov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.